The Lord said, be ready in season and out of season. Something happened to Brother Thomas, he couldn't make it. So, shall we turn to Mark chapter 16? Mark chapter 16. We will quickly go through the whole chapter, but I won't take time to read all verses at the beginning. As we go, we will look at a few verses each. Now, if you want to learn something, you go to school or college or seminary, if it's a biblical studies or places like that to learn things. But when you come to chapter 16 of Mark, we see the Lord is using the opportunity just outside of the sepulcher to teach some lesson to God's people, especially Mary's, two Mary's. So my thought this evening is taught in the sepulcher. So that doesn't happen very often. We go to sepulcher or graveyards for burials and we hear a lot of small meditation or sometimes none. Maybe a prayer or something. Other than that, there is not much happens in around the sepulcher. But the Lord Jesus took time to teach the disciples, especially the ladies who came to see him, some very important lessons, and that's what we're going to look together this evening for a short time. As we know, when the ladies came, by the time the Lord had already risen, this is first day of the week, Lord has already risen and he comes back to meet the two sisters, especially those who came to see him. Verse 1 says, and when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were afraid. And he said unto them, be not afraid, you seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen, he is not here, but behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goes before you into Galilee, there shall you see him, as he said unto you. As they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, but they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early, and as you continue the reading, I won't take time to read the whole thing, but continue to read that the Lord himself revealed himself to two dear or three dear souls here in this names mentioned, who are seeking him. This is one important lesson that we can consider together tonight. Anyone who seeks the Lord, he reveals himself to them. It may not be just for salvation purposes only, on a daily basis as we walk alongside with him, as we seek him, as we seek his mind, as we seek his seek to understand God's word, and as we seek to live for him, the Lord always reveals himself to us, those who are sincerely seeking him. That is probably our experiences of many of us here, or maybe all of us here, at some point in our life. As we seek him, the Lord reveals. What an occasion, what a place that the Lord chose to reveal himself. He could have asked the ladies or somehow guide them to the city gate or on a place where everybody else can see, but it was a very private revelation of himself to those who were seeking him. So this evening I want to ask myself, or each one of us, as we seek the Lord in different ways in our daily walk with him, he himself very privately, just you, those who are seeking him, and he reveals himself. And of course, the chapter says it is a time for a preparation of worship, a time when people are getting ready to worship. Verse 2 says, and very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. They didn't come expecting the Lord will be risen and they will even meet him or he will reveal himself to them. But they came with a heart of worship to the Lord, whom they loved so much they wanted to see him. And a very early morning, and I think there is a beautiful lesson that we can learn from here. On the Lord's Day morning, very early rising up to get ready and go to worship is a perfect example that we can see here. Many of us are guilty that we just 9:15 is the meeting and we just get up and shake ourselves and put something on and try to get on and get on, come to the meeting. There is an old saying, it is better to be late than never, right? I agree that, but this is something. I have some water here. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, I'll take that. I'm not sick, just the allergy is kicking in. A preparation for the worship is something I want to draw your attention to, what these sisters came. They woke up very early in the morning, the first day of the week. And of course, they did end up worshiping him as they saw him, but they were ready to go and see him on the first day of the week, very early with the preparation. And there are times I have heard messages or devotions from various God's people, servants of God, some are who are in heaven now, saying that on the previous night, on the Saturday night, sometimes most believers spent 10, 11, 12, you know, 1 o'clock, they stay very late, they are late to bed, not enough sleep, early morning, Sunday morning, somehow get up and shake off and then come to meeting and mind is not prepared for the meeting. I think, beloved, there is a tremendous amount of commitment and preparation before we come to the Lord's place on Sunday morning. It is not something that we are so used to every week, every Sunday. This is something that we do. But there is a lot of preparation necessary and required by us to be in the presence. First of all, well, I won't go there. You know the passages that you have to even examine your own heart to prepare your heart. And that must take place very likely in the previous night. And some of our people who are, I have talked to some people who are, again, don't think I am picking on a particular subject, but some of them, when they come very late to the meeting, then I have talked to them and they say, well, I didn't go to sleep until 12 o'clock last night, Saturday night, whatever they were doing. And then they would get up and come late. I can understand that. But on the Lord's Day, if we are serious about it, we better be preparing ourselves throughout the week for sure, but definitely the previous night and that morning as much as we can. I am tremendously encouraged to see that these two ladies, very early in the morning, first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. Well, this morning, I think today the sun rose about 7 o'clock. So at least they were already there at 7 o'clock at the sepulchre. That means they probably woke up at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. In those days, there's no cars. So they have to walk. They have to come to the place wherever they are coming from. There was preparations involved. They may have to prepare food for their families at home. I am assuming they must have probably got up at 5 a.m. to get things ready and come to the Lord's table or to the sepulchre by 7 a.m., which is, I mean, today it was around 7 o'clock. Very early in the morning, they prepared themselves. Challenge yourself and ask yourself, how much are you prepared when you come to the Lord's table? Was that preparation that morning? Or at least in the morning is, you know, better than nothing. What was that in the previous night? Or was that coming through the whole week? Our hearts are being tuned and prepared for the Lord's table for the first day of this week. And they came and they faced a big problem, a problem that they cannot solve themselves. What is that? Their question is verse 3, and they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? From that verse it is very evident they came prepared to do something to the body of Christ, maybe to anoint him, to put flowers on him. I don't know what they were planning on doing, but they came prepared, and their concern was when they came to the sepulchre, who will remove this stone? Something that was very great, something that is in their beyond their abilities, and who will help us? They looked at the Lord's sepulchre. There is nothing to fear. Of course, they came with a little fear in their heart to whether they will be able to do what they are intending to do. But there is nothing to fear at the sepulchre of the Lord Jesus Christ, or grieve at the graveyard of our Savior, because he is already risen. That was only a historical place at that moment when they came. Beloved, there is no reason to be afraid when you come to his presence. Well, God sends a messenger, and then who knew the deeper yearnings of this soul of these two, those who came, who understood the inside heart and what they were thinking and their problem they are talking to each other and they are facing, and their heart that was yearning to see the Savior. And the Lord sent a messenger who understood exactly what they were thinking about. Well, isn't that what the Holy Spirit does in our life? When we come to the meeting, somebody picks up a song and the words of the song, sometimes the Spirit of God will start a fire in your heart about to think about him, thinking about him. Even if you come with a fire or fear, I mean, and not knowing what will happen there, here is a messenger that comes, and then he encourages them and tells them what has happened, the greatest news that they did not even expect to hear. And that's exactly what today the Spirit of God does. Honestly, I have to confess, there are times on a Sunday morning I just rush things away because of whatever reason, and come here and my mind is probably all over the place, and there comes the Spirit of God through someone, through a scripture, through a prayer, or through a song, retuning my heart to the attention of the Lord, and encouraging those that are seeking. This happens. I hope it happens to you. It does to me all the time. At least say most of the time. When we are here in the presence of the Lord, you can see the messenger comes and retunes your mind. If you are tuned to him, to listen to him, that's a question to ask yourself. He will bring your heart in tune to understand. The Holy Spirit is our messenger, and this messenger, why is the first thing that he's telling them is, be not be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't doubt yourself. I am here to guide you. And the first commission, with that I will close. The first commission that is given in this chapter is to go away, go your way, tell the disciples, tell your fellow believers about the resurrected Lord, to comfort them, to strengthen them, encourage them. And these are the days that we need to hear such words of comfort. We can comfort others with a lot of other things. But if there is no other news than this news that will comfort any believer, is the news that our Lord is risen and he is living. I don't think we can give any other comforting word than this. Of course, we can comfort that a lot of other things. This is probably the high point of comfort that the Spirit of God brings to our heart, reminding us that the Lord is risen. On the other side of the coin, probably this is the news that the world needs to hear today. The world, you may think that world's problems can be all solved with so many other things. But honestly speaking, the world need to hear there is a resurrected Savior and he is living. And not only for us as believers, but even to the people outside of faith need to hear that there is a Lord, the Savior of the world who is risen. You know, sometimes somebody, you know, sometimes we are a little bit concerned or worried or downhearted, or even at workplace or somebody will come on your back, on your pat on your back and say, oh, don't worry, everything going to be okay. That's the best they can do. But how about this news that our Lord is risen? He is on the right hand of God, seated for you and for me. What a comforting word that will be. Just to remind us, even during the day, when the troubles face us. Quickly, verse 8, and they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither they said anything to any man, for they were afraid. And they went, obeying the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God still talks. The Spirit of God still commands us to do things. The Spirit of God still encourages us. The Spirit of God, even on the Lord's Day when we come, He prepares our hearts beyond that what we think. The question is, when the Spirit of God takes the step and work in our heart and encourages and comforts us way for the things that we are afraid of, are we willing to listen? In this case, of course, they were commanded to go and they simply obeyed and went. So I think that we, all of us, are probably guilty of not listening to the sweet voice of the Spirit of God from time to time on a daily walk with Him. I'm not talking big miraculous things. I'm talking as we are driving, as we are thinking, as you are doing things, you are cooking or you are cleaning, you are working, you are doing something, and sometimes the Spirit of God has a tendency to sweet voice, kick the thought in your heart, something that will bring you to think about Him. It happens to thoughts of God's people all the time, if you are tuned your heart towards Him. And that's what happened to these ladies. They listened to Him and they could have questioned Him. They could have said all kinds of arguments and say, why should we go? We came all the way from home. We wanted to see Him now. You know, they can raise all kinds of arguments. And they did not. Simply listening to the messenger. And they went prayerfully. Now that Jesus was risen early, the first day of the week. Apparently, He was already out before 7 a.m., if it was 7 a.m. I am just putting a number there. He was already out of the sepulchre. He happened first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom He had cast 7 devils. He appeared to the people of God numerous times that He is risen. Beloved, our Lord is risen today. He is on the right hand of God. He has sent a messenger to indwell in our hearts, and He guides us, comforts us, gives us thought, not only on the Lord's Day, but throughout the day, throughout the week. And I hope you and I will be open our hearts and minds to listen to Him and adjust our life. And hope this little thought that the Lord will talk to me first and all of us this evening as we go to prayer. Some travelers will be coming back this week. Rini is returning on Saturday, and Nisi is traveling for work back tomorrow. Elsa and Sam are gone for 2 weeks. They will be driving all the way from Colorado tomorrow to return tomorrow evening. Alex continues his ministry in North Dallas Chapel last week and this coming Sunday. And so soon after that, they will be getting ready to go to Budapest and Serbia. So please continue to remember him and his wife,